Hi, Ann. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi. I have a question about leaky gut. I had done your A&E95 food test, and everything was reactive except like five things.
Oh, boy.
And it also, that does the candida screen, which was also extremely high. And so I guess I'm just wondering what all I need to do. I assume that means leaky gut, among other things.
Well, candida contributes to gut inflammation, which can contribute to leaky gut. And as you just pointed out, with all but five things being reactive, yeah, usually means there's too much undigested, tiny undigested, but still undigested particles leaking through the gut, not fully digested, and the immune system doesn't like those. It wants everything, all digested so it'll be useful to the body. So it can start to set up an antibody reaction, and what do you know, that's what's on your test, is all those antibodies. Now, there's a whole bunch of things that can contribute to that, ma'am, all up and down the digestive tract. Just for example, good old Dr. Harvey Kellogg back in the 1800s told us if we chowed down on our food too quickly and didn't chew it all up, that would contribute to poor digestion. And then we get to the stomach, and there's a lot of us older citizens whose stomachs don't make as much hydrochloric acid and pepsin as they did when we were teenagers and could eat half the contents of the refrigerator without burping even. When we get older, Mayo Clinic studies in 1932 reported that by the time we're 60, 50% of us have a deficiency in that stomach acid. So that can contribute. Now, further down the GI tract, my goodness, the pancreas doesn't just make insulin, it makes digestive enzymes. And sometimes it's not making enough digestive enzymes, and mainstream medicine has finally noticed that because there's a patent medicine for it. And they call it EPI, exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. Well, that's been known in natural medicine forever since there's been natural medicine doctors, that some of us need to take enzymes with meals to get them fully digested. And I'll shut up in maybe a minute and a half here, but just go further down the gut to say that there also are very, very commonly, since the so-called era of antibiotics started in the 1950s, there's very, very commonly all kinds of upsets in the normal gut bacteria, the ones that should be normal. And instead, because we were doused with too many antibiotics when we were kids, we've got not enough good guy bacteria, too many bad guy bacteria. And not only that, but that makes the candida grow like crazy, because candida isn't susceptible at all to antibiotics. So there's so many possible causes. And so what's useful to do is really, if you haven't done it already, consult with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and have a discussion and start testing for the most likely things for you according to your symptoms and your medical history and all that sort of stuff. For example, if there's ever anybody in the family with pernicious anemia, that family is more susceptible to low stomach acid, that kind of stuff. Because doing all the tests at once is a little pricey, so if you can't afford it, do it with the doctor. And if you can't, you can do one thing at a time and try it out. Okay, getting toward the end of the minute and a half, but what I am saying is this is something that definitely can be addressed. Does that mean that you won't have as many allergic reactions to foods on a test if you get this all fixed? Yeah, but it takes some time because the body has to be kind of sure that undigested stuff isn't going to come through as much before it settles down and calms down and doesn't make as many antibodies.
I had read one doctor that said colloidal silver and aloe vera juice would help to heal the gut too. Is that something you think would work?
Well, the colloidal silver kills germs. So if it kills the bad guy germs, sure. But we can't be certain that it won't help won't hurt the good guy germs too. Now, insofar as aloe vera, there are a number of studies from universities in Texas, where the good old aloe plant grows, that yes, aloe does contribute to healing the lining of the gut. So I think I'd probably stick with the latter and kind of be dubious about the former because of how it works, namely by killing germs, and I don't want the good guy germs killed. So that's one thought. Yes, ma'am. But use the gel. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. My fault. I left out a thought. Use the aloe vera gel because it proceeds more slowly through the gut than the juice does, and you want it to stay lingering around the gut, helping to heal for longer.
Okay. And the GAPS diet also talks about leaky gut. Is that something you recommend at all?
Are you talking about the GAP?
It seems like it has some dairy stuff in there, the GAPS diet.
Yeah, it does. But aside from the dairy, it's a pretty good one. I just leave the dairy out because dairy and gluten are the two major gut disruptors that we find at Tama Clinic anyway. So I leave that part out and use the rest of it.
Okay. So by avoiding some of these things, chewing your food, stomach acid enzymes, like your gut will heal in time.
At least it'll get a lot better. It very likely will heal. And then there's a brand new piece of research, ma'am, about something that helps the lining of the intestine, not so much the stomach, but the intestine, to get stronger and heal itself. And I couldn't believe it because it's a metabolite of tryptophan. And what's that got to do with the gut? Well, there's a lot of tryptophan in being made into things in the gut. We actually have more serotonin and melatonin down there than we have up in our brains. And what they found was this stuff called 5-hydroxytryptophan, 5-HTP, my mistake, actually helped the lining of the gut to proliferate and get stronger. So you can add that to the aloe, ma'am.
Okay. HP as in Paul, T as in Tom?
Yes, but there's a 5 in front of it, 5-.
Okay.
And the store won't believe you about it because this research is new, but that's what it was found to do.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. And consider checking with that doctor who knows what they're doing.